今天我们来聊一聊电影的调性。每部电影都有一个调性，所谓的调性就是一部电影的个性，就如同一个人散播出来的情绪。调性也是一部电影看待一件事情的角度，就好像同一件事情发生在不同人的身上，会有不同的反应。有人总是可以用乐观的心情去面对，有人则会把问题夸张化。一般而言，剧本的编排已经决定了电影的调性，导演个人阅读剧本的角度也会影响电影的调性。综合来说，电影的调性决定了一部电影的风格。就如同一个人做人处事有自己一套情绪的表达方式，人也会根据一个人的性格去判断他的反应。如果没有基本的调性去控制每一部电影的风格，就会像一个人有着不安的情绪，莫名其妙的开心，下一秒又伤感了起来，让人不知所措。生病是每个人最不想发生在自己身上的事，但每个人都逃不过受到一些病痛的折磨，尤其是最近的新冠病毒，扰乱了全世界的脚步，也直接或间接影响到许多人的生活。以病人为主题的电影不算是少数，处于病痛中的人和身体健康的人相比，对事情有很多不同的感受和体会。电影《费城》（Philadelphia）于1993年出品，故事主角是一位患有艾滋病的病患安迪。安迪是费城一家律师事务所的律师，他的工作表现十分的优秀，并且受到公司的重用。当律师楼老板知道他是一名同性恋者并且得了艾滋病，就把他开除了。安迪为了自身的权利与艾滋病患的尊严，四处寻找律师帮他辩护，但屡遭拒绝。因为当时艾滋病刚发现不久，对于疾病的治疗和传播的方式仍是众说纷纭。当时大部分的民众对于艾滋病的恐惧是大于对疾病本身的了解，同样的，在法律上也是缺乏相关法律条文的规范。一位曾经和安迪在工作时相识的律师，对于安迪的处境十分的同情，两人向安迪的律师楼老板提出了控诉，他们要为艾滋病患的人权和打破传统道德观念对于同性恋者的认知而战。在开庭之前，辩护律师在和安迪讨论案情的过程当中，也亲自感受到一位同性恋者生活上的压抑及一位艾滋病患的痛苦。开庭时，安迪也坚持抱着虚弱的身体亲自出庭。在冗长的审讯期间，安迪的身体也一日不如一日，他期待他能够在离世之前赢得胜诉，为同性恋者与艾滋病患争取他们应有的权利。
Excuse me, am I being fired?
Would you accept a client if you were constantly thinking, I don't want this person to touch me?
I have a case.
I don't want them to even breathe on me.
You don't want it for personal reasons.
Thank you, that's correct, I don't.
That's very disappointing.
Sir, wouldn't you be more comfortable in a research room?
No. Would it make you more comfortable?
Beckett, how you doing?
Counselor.
Did you find a lawyer?
There's going to be things said at the trial that are going to be hard for you to hear.
I want to know everything about his personal life. What deviant groups did he secretly belong to?
I didn't raise my kids to sit in the back of the bus.
Is Andrew Beckett the kind of lawyer who misplaces crucial documents?
An excellent lawyer.
Andrew Beckett is dying.
You were impressed with Andrew Beckett's work.
Andrew Beckett, yes, angry.
What powerful force has caused him to change his mind?
And he wants someone to pay.
费城这部电影对于艾滋病患抱持严肃对待的态度，观众在观看这部电影时 不自觉从第三者的角色渐渐进入到辩护律师的角色，这也似乎是导演的视角。观众与辩护律师一起开始倾听一位艾滋病患娓娓道来他的内心世界，关心起这场诉讼。在赢得胜诉时，我们内心替安迪欢呼。另一部关于癌症病患的电影《生命中的美好缺憾》The Fall in Our Stars， 女主角是一位少女 Hazel， 她患有末期甲状腺癌，而癌细胞已经转移到了肺部，这使她非常的沮丧。她的妈妈及医生极力劝她参与当地教会的青年癌友互助小组。 Hazel 在那里认识了另外一位少年Gus 的骨肉瘤使他的右腿被截肢，以清除癌症。 Hazel 推荐了一本书 An Imperial Affection 让 Gus 去读，那是关于一名罹患癌症小女孩 Anna 的故事，那跟 Hazel 的自身经历非常的相似。 Gus 推荐的 The Prince of Dawn 给 Hazel， 那是一个电子游戏引申的小说，两个人每周透过简讯联系，关系也就渐渐变得很亲密。 Gus 私下联络上小说 An Imperial Affection 的作者的助理，并申请了慈善基金作为两个人到荷兰拜访作家 Peter 的旅费。当见到作家 Peter 时，才发现他是一个吝啬的老酒鬼，同时也对 Hazel 跟 Gus 为了追寻一位小说人物来到荷兰感觉到好笑。 Gus 对 Hazel 感觉到非常的抱歉，这趟旅行让他失望了。两人回到家乡后， Gus 的健康状况明显恶化， Gus 决定替自己举办一个生前的葬礼。除了邀请 Hazel 和教会的好友参加葬礼以外，他也邀请了 Peter。 Hazel 仍对 Peter 不满，Peter 对 Hazel 解释，书中的女孩就是他的女儿，他的女儿也死于血癌，他一直无法接受这个事实。Peter 请求 Hazel 原谅他之前的态度。Gus 在自己生前葬礼后的第八天就去世了。
Hey, make some friends.
Sorry.
My bad. I'm Augustus Waters. I've been in remission for about a year and a half.
Maybe you'd like to share some of your fears with the group.
Oblivion. What's your name?
Hazel.
Why are you staring at me?
Because you're beautiful.
Really? You just ruined this whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yes, this whole thing.
Oh, man.
You were doing really well, too.
I never lit one.
Hmm?
It's a metaphor, see? You put the thing that does the killing right between your teeth, but you never give it the power to kill you. A metaphor.So, what's your story?
I was diagnosed when I was
13. No, not your cancer story.
Your real story.
Your hobbies, your passions, your weird fetishes.
I am quite unextraordinary.
I reject that at the hand.
You know, Gus talks about you all the time.
We're just friends.
You're trying to keep your distance from me in no way lessens my affection for you.
Gus, I'm a grenade. One day I'm gonna blow up, and I'm gonna obliterate everything in my wake, and I don't want to hurt you.
生命中的美好遗憾是以年轻人的视角去讲述两位年轻人相知相惜互相扶持的故事，观众就如同男女主角的亲人一般，支持着他们的爱情和鼓励他们去完成心中的愿望。电影展现病患日常生活的形态，且病患也正视自己命运的安排，没有刻意去强调病患与病魔对抗的过程。这个电影让观众对男女主角之间能够拥有彼此珍贵的友情感觉到欣慰。同样是癌症病人的故事，电影《活个痛快》50/50 则是以病患的角度去看发生在他生命当中的事情。面对死亡，主角亚当更采用了一个玩世不恭的态度，使一个本来严肃的主题以幽默的方式呈现。 亚当在电视台担任节目制作的工作，接受了医院的身体检查，并确定他罹患了癌症。在接受化疗的过程时，他又发现女友和其他的男人出轨。亚当在一名朋友的怂恿下，决定放下所有不愉快的心情，彻底放飞自我。除了剪去头发以外，燃烧前女友的物品，到夜店泡妞，吸食大麻，饮酒作乐，可谓是活在人间的天堂之中。同时，他也接受手术前的心理辅导，辅导医师也只是一个刚实习的女学生。辅导过程虽然不算是专业，但辅导医师也让亚当感觉到有趣，也让辅导医师有了很好的学习机会，两人也渐渐产生了情谊。手术成功之后，两人也正式开始交往。这部电影就是改编自编剧威尔·威瑟尔 Will Racer 自己抗癌的经历，所以整个故事是以病患自己的角度和人生的态度去描写，身旁的人避免亚当陷入于沮丧之中，试图去开导他，殊不知亚当已经乐观地接受了所有命运的安排。由于自己放松的心情，也让身旁的人更容易和他相处。
You have cancer?
They found it yesterday.
They found it yesterday? Who found it?
My cleaning lady found it in the back of my jeans. Who do you think found it?
You're young. Young people beat cancer all the time. Every celebrity beats cancer. Dr. Dexter, Lance Armstrong, he keeps getting it.
Well, so you're my shrink. How old are you?
24.
So what are you like, Doogie Howser?
Who?
The teenage doctor.
Does he work here?
I'm moving in.
No, Mom, no.
I'm your mother, Adam.
But exactly.
Don't do it!
I thought you said you liked to do it.
You're gonna look weird.
Come on, let's just do it.What do you use this for?
Their body tremors, so...
What is that?
Hello?
Hey, it's Adam.
What's going on?
He's probably having a nervous breakdown.
What are your chances?
It said 50-50.
It's not that bad. You were a casino game. You'd have the best odds.
Everybody's got a little.
You really think that a girl's gonna go for me just because I have cancer?
For the millionth time, yes!
I have cancer.
I was wrong. Nice, it was weird. It's weird like that.
No,
it's not
too
soon. It doesn't sound cool.
50-50.
Nice head. Can I touch it?
You can do more than touch it.
每一部电影都呈现一个社会事件，也提供了观众一个去了解事件的角度。有时观众是以主角的支持者的同情角度去观看，有时是以主角的亲友的角度去观看，有时观众就是主角。由于观众的立场的不同，因此对于故事认知也随之不同。一部电影一定要有自己的调性，也就是态度。当电影是古惑仔的调性，一切逞凶斗狠的行为就是英雄的表现；当电影是警探片的调性，警探追捕凶嫌，让坏人受到惩罚，伸张正义才是故事的主旨。